This audio is brought to you by MuslimCentral.com.
The hadith of Humaid, in which the Prophet Muhammad, peace be upon him, tells her that it would be better for her to pray in the innermost part of her home, is often used to explain that it would be better for a woman in general to pray in their homes than in the masjid. However, while this narration and one similar to it are encouraging women to pray in their home, scholars also discuss whether or not that was meant to be for these particular individuals or for all women through all of time. Let's take Abdul Halim Abu Shaqqa, for example, who states that in the home, usually a woman might be living with her dad, her husband, her brother, her son. So why, if the issue that scholars talk about it being so that a woman will be seen less by men as she goes to the masjid, why is she being encouraged in her own home to pray in the innermost part of it instead of like the living room? Is it really about men seeing her, or is it about something else in these contexts? And another point, Ibn Hazm mentions that there are so many narrations of women going to the masjid with the Prophet Muhammad, peace be upon him, that the only person who could deny that reality is someone who is ignorant. Ibn Hazm also states that the Prophet Muhammad, peace be upon him, encouraged women to go, invited women to go to the masjid in so many different circumstances, in the night and in the day, carrying their children with all of this difficulty. Why would he have done that, sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, unless there was more reward for going to the masjid than staying in their own home with ease and simply praying there? Abu Shaqqa also mentions that, for example, the wife of Ibn Mas'ud, a scholar amongst the companions, radiallahu anhu, Zainab, radiallahu anha, would pray in the masjid. There are so many narrations of female companions who would go actively praying in the masjid at all times of the day and night. This is the best generation of women, and yet they would actively pray in the masjid, including in Sahih al-Bukhari, a wife of the Prophet Muhammad, peace be upon him, who in istihada would put a tray underneath her to catch it when she was praying in the masjid, and there was no barrier between men and women. Why didn't she just pray in the masjid, in her home, in that type of circumstance, unless she saw some sort of benefit to praying in the masjid? This might not be the majority opinion, but scholars like Ibn Daqiq mention that a woman praying in the masjid receives the same type of reward that a man would receive when he was praying in the masjid in congregation. And that just because the hadith uses the word men, this in Arabic includes women as well. Imam al-Saraqsi mentions that it's not an obligation for a woman to go to the masjid because of the responsibilities that are unique to women at times. Rather, that doesn't mean that it's not a recommendation or an encouragement for a woman to go to the masjid. Ibn Hazm mentions, are we really going to say that with all of the difficulty of getting to the masjid, of the weather being difficult, of relieving responsibilities, of all of those things, that she's not going to get more reward because she makes all of that effort? Simply because it would have been better for her to pray in her home? Of course, for any woman to take the opinion that it is better for her to pray in her home, that's in line with scholars. So may Allah accept that effort from you. It's just important to note that this is not the only opinion. It is a difference of opinion. And therefore, we need to teach sisters that if you love going to the masjid, if that's your refuge, if that's where you feel like you connect to Allah, that's not something you should feel guilty about. Women go through so much. There is so much toxicity, trauma, pain, abuse that women face. And women in our community are expected to and wear hijab appropriately as we walk through society. But then, when someone yells at us, when someone commits a hate crime against us, we go to the masjid seeking some sort of refuge, a safe space, a place of support and comfort, to be told that we shouldn't even be there, to be told that women do not have space here, to be told that this masjid is only for men, to be told that a woman's prayer place is closed. Not all masajid are like this, but many are. Women consistently feel isolated, excluded, like they don't belong in a masjid, and that is not a reflection of the method of the Prophet Muhammad, peace be upon him. The Prophet Muhammad, peace be upon him, said, "Do not prevent the female slaves of God from going to the houses of God." Aisha later on said that if the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam had seen the way that woman dressed and behaved in her time period, he would have prevented women from going to the masjid. But Ibn Hajar, the commentator of Sahih al-Bukhari, mentions that even a great companion who is a scholar like Aisha radiallahu anha, their words do not override the words of the Prophet Muhammad, peace be upon him, in the ruling. And Abdul Halim Abu Shaqqa, he mentions that if the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam had seen the way that women in his time had access to everything, went everywhere, and were tempted by the evils and challenges inside and out, that the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam wouldn't have said, as Aisha said, that they should be prevented from the masjid. Rather, the Prophet Muhammad, peace be upon him, would have said that a woman should be obligated to go to the masjid. When you talk about it being better for a woman to pray in her home, that is absolutely acceptable if you take that opinion, and may Allah bless you. But also recognize that scholars throughout history have differences of opinion on this issue. So don't teach it as this is the only authentic Quran and Sunnah. This is the haqq. Teach it as this is a difference of opinion. And as a masajid, we are not going to create policies that push women out, that make women feel like they don't belong, that make women feel like in the architecture, in the infrastructure of the masjid, that they should not be there. Because in our concern for the fitna that we want to prevent for men, we have a greater fitna, and that is women leaving and never coming back. And that is so antithetical to the Prophet Muhammad, peace be upon him, who would prayer, making it shorter if he heard a baby crying, just to ensure that a mother felt at ease. Praying longer is obviously more rewarded, but it was more important for the Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam to create access for women to feel comfortable, feel like it's their space, feel like they want to come, that they want to bring their children, that they know that the house of God is a house for them.